You just have to know the right people. It was fun. Didn't expect it to go that way until I got in the rules meeting. Then I felt pretty good about my odds, as I was obviously the bigger fan of the show. But yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun.
A lot of people complain about the clicker, you know, it doesn't work or anything like that. Any excuses?
A lot of that is just, if you don't know it, sometimes you do that after a guy's answered just to act like you may have known it. That might have been a little bit going on there in our game. But yeah, it's a timing mechanism. You have to click in right after Trebek finishes a sentence. Or if you look at the board, there's a white light that goes on that kind of cues you when to go in.
I mean, you played hundreds of football games. I'm not sure if you're nervous before games or what, but I guess what were you feeling before Jeopardy?
Well, you play two games. You play a practice game where Jimmy from the Clues Crew is the host, and I felt very confident in that and had a ton of money going into Final Jeopardy, about three times as much as I did in the regular game. Once the lights came on and Johnny Gilbert introduced us and Trebek was behind the desk, it got a little nerve-wracking for sure, but no, it was fun. It was for charity, the Mac Fund. Got $50,000 more for their great research, and I got to kind of prove the doubters wrong who think that most jocks are not the smartest guys.
Aaron, Mike made a comment. I'm sorry to change the topic. Mike made a comment in the press conference.
Figured you would.
This could be our best veteran base thing we've ever had. What do you think would make him say that, and what are you guys as veterans doing that would maybe potentially make him say that?
Him and I had a real good conversation this morning, so maybe that's what that sparked that. That deal there, I'm not sure. You know, it's 2 days into OTAs, and we had a good stretch there in IPWs and good workouts. We've had a lot of guys around here. The team did a good job of bringing back Brian Balaga, re-signing John Kuhn, veteran guy, obviously re-signing Randall Cobb helped. We get BJ Raji back in the mix, who was out last year, brought back Julius. So we have a lot of veteran leadership and guys in important positions, but I think a lot is yet to be seen. There's always going to be prognostications about records, and many times around here the words best offense or best group of a certain position has been said, and you kind of got to temper your expectations until you put the pads on, and then even still until you have some live preseason action, and then even still what happens when it really counts.
But when AJ or Tremont or Jared Bush, you know, you see all those new faces, do you ever have that moment at this time of the year like, wow, we got a lot of new guys here too?
I would say that last year was the first year that I felt it was a little bit more difficult to get into shape. I felt a little bit older going into my 10th year. This year I feel that I'm a lot older than maybe the youngest guys. It just seems like there's a little bit more of a gap than there's been in years past. I still feel like I can relate to them, the younger guys. But yeah, it's different when AJ, who's been sitting next to me in meetings for 9 years, is gone, and Jared, who I played with for 9 years, is gone. So those are some different things. But, you know, that's the nature of the business. And then there's new guys every year that you have to bring along and get to know, and it's exciting as the team starts to form.
Aaron, how does Mike's decision to hand over the play calling duties affect you in your job and your job responsibilities?
Not much, I don't think. You know, Tom and I got a great rapport from the years we spent, as a quarterback to quarterback coach. He's in all the meetings, so I don't think there'll be a big change there. I think they got to iron out, who's going to be down on the field, who's going to be up in the box, who's going to be looking at the pictures with the quarterbacks and the sidelines during between possessions. But I think, you know, this is Mike, you know, being a ball coach and wanting to just maybe do more as he can work now with the special teams and the defense, as well as, still being around the offense.
Does it give you more freedom, though, to have more play-calling responsibilities on you, like maybe Peyton does or some of those guys?
I've always had a lot of freedom. It just occasionally the personnel groupings restrict some of the checks you can make, but But no, I think it's that's kind of a natural progression for a quarterback who's been assistant for a long time, if they can handle it, to continue to do more things. But I always have liked a good starting point for a play, and then have the ability to get us in a better play if you can do it quickly and it's clean.
What do you get out of OTAs? At this point,
I think you start to see some of the talent flashing. You can work on your leadership. You know, I'm taking 5 out of 15 reps in team periods, so that's just a third of them. So I'm getting work in, but at the same time, there's a lot of watching. You can look at some of the new schemes that are going in and try and evaluate how they would project when you put the pads on, project playing different teams, different defenses. You know, we have a new defensive coordinator in Chicago. We have obviously the second year for Coach Zimmer and what they did up in Minnesota. So you start to look at the things you're trying to put in and how they're going to project when you play some of those defenses.
What type of theme or focus have you had to your offseason work this time around?
I usually start to share some of those things when we get to the fall. But it's just every year trying to kind of build off some of the things you've been doing. I always have enjoyed yoga. I think as you get older, you need to pay a little bit more attention to the stuff you're eating and your sleeping habits. Those are very important. But, you know, we've done a great job of hiring Adam to work with our nutrition, the things they've done in the cafeteria, Mark Levine and his staff and the strength conditioning. You know, they stress a lot of stuff that you kind of wish you had when you were a younger player, because they give you the tools, and with the stay day, they give you the tools to really learn how to take care of your body the right way.
You know, everybody's here today. It's just about, as a leader, is it on you to kind of persuade guys to get everyone here, or I guess how does that work?
Well, a lot of us have bonuses in our contract.
Well, I mean, at the same time, I mean, some of you guys make so much money that the bonuses maybe doesn't matter. I don't know. I never had that much money, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, I say that a little tongue-in-cheek, but, I think as long as Mike's been here, we've been a team that's had a great participation in the offseason. You know, over the years, there's only been a couple guys annually who haven't spent the majority of the time in Green Bay in the offseason. So, this is... This is a fun time of the year when the team starts to take shape and the chemistry starts to come together, and you see the young guys and what they could potentially add to the team, and you're working through stuff. So, I mean, this is why I need to be here, because, there's a couple offenses. There's one that's on paper and there's one that's running the game, and you're always trying to build a bridge between the two, and that's when you do what is right now.
How nice is it to get back on a field and feel good, you know, just athletically to get back out there?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I wish my calf would kind of come back together a little bit. It doesn't look the same. I used to, that was kind of my calling card, it's having nice looking calves. But hopefully at some point that'll return fully. But I have no restrictions with my body. I'm feeling good. I'm at a decent weight where I want to be. It's just a matter of maintaining that and trying to be as ready as possible when the end of July hits.
How long would it take for that calf to actually heal? Restrict you?
Yeah, it hasn't fully, aesthetically come back to where I wish it was, but it definitely took a couple months until I could really get into some workouts in the off season where I could push it to the max.
At this point, you're closer to the season opener than you are to the end of last year. Does Seattle still feel fresh, or does it feel like you're closer to the start of a new season?
It feels like we're closer to the start of a new season. You know, this is a different team. You lose guys, you add guys to the mix. There'll be some great competitions for roster spots come the fall. You know, it's obviously disappointing, and that's not a loss that goes away forever. You know, just like the other losses we've had in the playoffs and important games, you know, those are frustrating moments that you live with and you try and build on and take some sort of positive from. But, you know, we'll be a different team this year. They will as well. And it's about playing the right way at the right time and making the most of your opportunities.
How close did you follow the Deflategate stuff, and are you surprised at how big of a deal that became?
Well, you can't help but follow it. It's on Rob's network all the time.
My network, I wish I owned it.
But I didn't read the report, and I'm not exactly sure what goes on in that locker room, but, they're always... going to be stories that really take shape in the media, and that's one of them that kind of dominated the headlines for a while.
There's some people that suggest that, yes, it's a broken rule, but it's not that big of a deal. Quarterbacks should be able to do whatever they want with the ball. What's your take on that? Should they even have rules on PSI?
I think they should as far as a low range. I actually said that on my radio show last year. My frustration has been when you submit balls that are at the high range within the legal limit and then air gets taken out of them. Because of my hand size and my grip pressure, I like a ball that's inflated on the high end of the range. A ball on the lower end could potentially be, people have said, maybe easier to catch or limit fumbles based on the ability to hold it tighter. That's why I think that a ball maybe should have a low range, but I don't think you gain advantage. Maybe if it's inflated a little more, you're not kicking it unless you do a little third down pooch punt or something.
Did you or any of the equipment staff have any concerns about when they played here about what the footballs looked like?
No, we had no idea.
Were you surprised that Mike gave up the play calling, or was that a product of what happened in Seattle?
I think it's something he's been thinking about for a few years now. He's been wanting to, I'm not speaking for him, I'm thinking that he's been wanting to get maybe a little closer to some of the other areas of the football team. And when you're so dialed into play calling, having the ability to have eyes on what they're doing on the defense side of the ball and on the special teams, I think was important to him. And then also knowing that this was kind of an opportunity to do it seamlessly with the amount of years that Tom's been here, giving Edgar an opportunity for some upward mobility, and as he's ready to be in front and lead as an offensive coordinator, I think it was just kind of a natural timing for that.
I'll tell you about the man that Mike is. Obviously, play calling something he's told us he's enjoyed before, but to be able to give that up for the betterment of the team, what type of man is Mike for doing that?
Well, you have to have a small ego, and Mike has always been about the team. And this is, I think, something that's in the, he thinks it's in the best interest of the offense and of the football team, and that's why he made the decision. And we'll just keep on moving forward and keep on trying to be a very dangerous offense.